You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Hey everybody, we're back today with another podcast episode where we are talking about things that we see shaping up all around us. So as you know, our last podcast episode was over the topic of war and how we are seeing that play out on a world scale right now. And the next thing that we wanted to talk about in this episode is inflation and the economic collapse that we believe is on the horizon. So we know that we are bringing forth a lot of messages that may be scary to some people, but as we look at the state of events and the state of the world all around us, as believers in Christ, we have to know that it's not a time to be fearful. And I know that we talk about that in a lot of our messages as well. While we are trying to be very serious and very sober-minded about the state of our world, we also have to know that we have a purpose. We are here for this time. We are still called to be the salt and the light and the ambassadors that God has called us to be. He saw fit in his sovereign plan to put us in this place, in this time, for a very particular reason. So we have to be about the Father's business as long as we have time. And that is the heart and the mission behind our messages to all of you, is we just want to encourage you to stand firm, no matter what may come, no matter what may happen all around us, and to continue to share the gospel and be the light while we can be that way.
Yeah, so, you know, this the topics that we're talking about, the war and the topic of inflation or economic collapse, is if you're keeping up with the Word of God and in the book of Revelation, you're seeing that we're talking about some of the seals, some of the horses. There's four horses, the four horses of the apocalypse. And so when we're looking at this, we're not, you know, we want to talk about it in an open format. You know, we're not putting it into a particular box when it comes to, you know, end time beliefs. We're just looking at the time that we're living in right now, and we're seeing prophecy literally being fulfilled. And when we look at war, this war that we see, we've had wars. If you haven't heard our podcast on war, go back and re-listen to it. I believe it will inform you on a lot of things that if you're not real savvy with history. I give some historical information about with especially America in war. So go back and re-listen to it if you can. But when we look at this and we're seeing what's happening, this war that we're looking at is gonna not it's more than likely way it's looking, it's going to expand to a bigger war. And right now, even this war that's happening with Russia and Ukraine, it's going to cause food supply chain to worsen or to expand to the whole world. It's not going to just hurt Ukraine, or not just going to hurt Russia or Poland or Europe. It's going to hurt America. It's hurting America. You know, our own government is hurting us, and you know, they're not for us right now. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this is going to hurt us in the long run when it comes to, you know, where we get our fertilizer, where we get our wheat from, and all this stuff. So inflation is a big deal. Inflation is biblical. When you go back, Angela's going to read some verses on Revelation. And it's going to be in Revelation 6, and we're just going to read a portion of it, but we're going to be talking about what it means and what's going to happen. How can we prepare for this? And if you hear this message as soon as it comes out and you have not prepared, you need to start preparing. You yes. need to prepare today. It's not a tinfoil hat conspiracy that we're doing this. You know, if we said this 10 years ago, heck, 5 years ago, you would think that we were absolutely crazy. Well, people that who would ever think the coronavirus would do what it did in a year's time,
mm-hmm.
in a 2 year time? Look where we're at. Just imagine this war that we're seeing, and it's going to more than likely escalate to something bigger that we don't want. But yet it's still, you know, if we're looking at a World War III, that's a world war. That's not a individual country conflict. That is a world war. That means everybody in the world is affected. Go back to coronavirus. Everybody in the world was affected.
Yeah.
It affected every single person in between lockdowns and the like. So inflation is going to affect economic collapse is on the horizon for every country.
Yeah.
Every country. So
we did a podcast episode back in the summer about hard times are coming. That's a really good one. If y'all want to go back and listen to that, that was just when we were starting to see things, the food supply chain shortages because of the stalled, ships and all of those kind of different things. And, but this is, like Will said, this is going to affect everyone. And if you're not seeing it at your grocery store right now, where the supplies are limited and the prices are going constantly up, then I don't know where you're living, because where we live, every time that we go to the grocery store, the prices are going up. Everyone knows that the gas prices are steadily rising. And here where we are in Southeast Texas, it's almost $4 a gallon. I don't know where you may be. In some places, it's probably already, I think in California, it's what?
Like six, maybe seven. You know,
Or maybe even more. Yeah, I don't know, it's really a lot.
I know overseas they said in England it's like $10.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
I don't know how the average middle class person is supposed to make it, but that's exactly the point. We're not supposed to make it. We're not going to come out of this. Things are never going to go back to the way that they were. So again, this is not a doom and gloom message, but this is, you know, we need to be aware that if you're waiting and waiting for things to just, you know, go back to normal, it's not going to happen. Normal is not coming back. Jesus is. So let's move that way. Eyes on the prize going forward. How can we make it through what is coming? So,
real quick before you start, I just want to say also, anybody out there waiting, if you're waiting just to be raptured up right now, and I'm not talking about just a debate of what the time frame, don't let that understanding keep you from your family at the moment. You need to really focus on the Word of God and focus on the immediate at hand. That's important. So think about that. Don't just think that, you know, you have this understanding and it's going to actually happen. It can happen. It could happen, but at the same time, we don't know when. So we need to be prepared when, you know, before that.
Yeah, you know, the saying, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. That is kind of like what we're subscribing to right now, what we are saying to let that drive us. And, you know, our podcast is small and we have this little platform and we've got our Instagram and we have our blog, and we have been as faithful as we know how to try to go forth with this message. We will continue to do so. And we have all the faith in the Lord that there is going to come a day when people are really listening to our messages and want to heed what we have to say, because hope is going to be hard to find and truth is hard to find. We already know that there's a famine for the Word of God, spoken, you know, the full counsel of God, his truth. And so we just want to encourage y'all, please share our messages. If you have family members and friends that need to hear what we are saying, you know, share those with people so that more people can begin to understand the seriousness. I mean, you have got unbelievers and a whole watching world that is starting to see and use biblical terminology. And it's not that they even understand from a gospel-centered perspective, but they see the way that things are going around the world and people are scared. So as believers, we are not called to be scared. We have not been given a spirit of fear or timidity, but of love and power and a sound mind. So that is what we're going to need in these times. And we just encourage y'all to, prepare yourself in every way. Go back and listen to our previous messages. In the last one over war, we shared a link to a podcast episode that we just did with our friend and sister in Christ over at One Little Candle Podcast that was all about misplaced trust in the government. So that's a very urgent message right now. And we are seeing that God has given His remnant bride the same resounding message. We are watchmen on the wall and we are called to go out with the truth that Jesus is coming back and He's coming soon. That's exciting and it's scary all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So having said all that, let me go ahead and read the verses that Will was talking about. I'm actually going to go back and read Revelation 6:3. I wish we would have put this in the last podcast over war, but we didn't think about it. So here it is now. It says, "When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, 'Come.' Then another horse appeared, a red one. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. And there was war and slaughter everywhere." Moving on to verse 5. "When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, 'Come.' I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, 'A loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine.'" So,
yeah, so when you look at what this is saying, and when you look at the book of Revelation, and it's a prophetic book, as prophetic as in, it's future, right? But we're in that future. So it is for, I believe that this is for us. Is the seals broken? We believe that the white horse, that seal number one has been broken. We believe that the second seal is being broken. The war. Now, the war with the amount of people dying, that's an ongoing. It's going to happen, and it's not something that's just going to happen within, just a moment. It's going to be part of the whole, the whole council, the whole plan of why that seal is broken. When it breaks, it's going to cause a reaction. And that reaction is going to cause another seal to be mm-hmm. broken. So it's kind of like a domino effect.
And that's what we believe that we're seeing.
That's what
we're
seeing. The war.
Yes.
When you see the war starting to happen, it's not just rumors of war now. We see on the horizon there could be a World War III.
There could be nuclear war. That's what they're right. talking about using.
And we haven't talked of nuclear war like this since the Cold War, whenever the Cold War happened with the Soviet Union, back in the 60s. And I mean, the Cold War lasted a good while, but anyway, just go back and research that. But what this is doing is going to cause the cause and effect, right? This war is going to cause inflation.
Yeah.
This war is going to cause us to see other things happen. And that's the way, when you look at the way Jesus was born, when you look at all the things that the word says happen, everything happened and then it was cause and effect. Jesus was born. When he grew up, he started his ministry and it just moved forward. John the Baptist and the like. It's the same thing in the end days. We're seeing it happen now. Go back to 1946 with Israel. I think it's in 1947 they become a nation. Mm-hmm. All these things are happening, and when we look at the inflation aspect of it, it's going to be a reaction from not just the war, but the from the coronavirus. You know, you have pestilence, you have economic collapse. These things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So.
And they set up for the things that we're seeing, you know, take place now. It's like we're on a fast track ever since the corona. We're just moving at a very fast pace into one event after another. So, you know, our mission is, of course, we want to help people to prepare spiritually first and foremost. So we just really want to make sure that everyone is on the right side of eternity, you know, that you have settled that matter, that you know that Jesus is your Savior and that you are going to be with Him no matter what may come, and that you are living a life abiding in Him, being obedient, holding on to the hope that He has given us in His Word, and that you're going to stand firm, you know, no matter what is going on. So I know I did a message this morning that I put on my Coffee and Bible Time page on the blog over worry. That's a really good one, and I had a really good prayer time in there for anyone who may listen. So if y'all want to go check that out. And I know that Will did a really good teaching last week over being content. So he's got some verses he wants to read about that subject. And also y'all can go to his page, Will's Audio Teachings, on the blog, and you can find that whole message that he did.
So the message I did was over 1 Timothy 6. And I did it over the whole chapter, but I'm just going to read a few verses of what it means to be content. And this is just the biblical understanding of contentment. And it's this is in chapter 6, verse 6, starting off. It says, "Yet true godliness with contentment is in itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content." And it says, verse 9, "But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." And so I go into the understanding of that in my teaching, so I hope you go and listen to that. But the reason why I brought that up is when this inflation happens, when we see an economic collapse, you're going to see people that have money. When I say that, that means pretty much everybody in America. We have people that are considered poor here, but when you compare the poor to the poor in a third world country, we're rich.
Yeah.
The poorest of poor here, even the homeless on the streets have outlets.
Yeah.
They have churches that they can go to get food. They have food banks. They have shelters.
Army.
They have all these outlets that they can still live. People in third world countries don't have that. Mm-hmm. They don't. If they have, and prayerfully, if there's a church there or there's believers there that can help take care, then that they have that outlet. But majority of the time, they don't have any other outlets. But I'm speaking to the middle class, really, and the ultra rich. When I say that, anybody above the middle class, we are so rich and we are so comfortable. The middle class is so comfortable in our house with two cars and the typical American dream. We're so comfortable that when this inflation happens, when economic collapse happen, we're not going to know what to do. It's going to be something that's going to be a culture shock for us. People that are in third world countries are not going to have that problem because they're already living in poverty. They're already trying to live from spoon to mouth right now. So we are trying to get this message out that you need to prepare yourselves for this. This will happen. Yeah. I believe we will see it soon. In fact, when I say soon, I say within the next year to 2 years, you're going to see things that you never thought would happen here in the States, or in, look at the things that have happened I mean, already in, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, all these countries, Europe, talk to Ukrainians, talk to the Ukrainian people right now. They had normal lives there. They got up, went to work. They had malls. They had stores. They had grocery stores. They were living life as what you would probably much the way that we live our life. Now they are huddled a lot in basements. They are displaced. They are living in a brutal war that's happening mm-hmm. over there. And so to understand, and you can, if you want to hear my viewpoint on Ukraine and Russia, go back and listen to that podcast about war. We pray for the Ukraine people. You know, the Ukraine government is horrible. The Russian government is horrible.
The American government is horrible. All government is horrible.
The government right now is controlled by a group of people that are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening. We are seeing it happen. There are puppets, and then there are puppet masters. Yeah. And we are seeing the puppet masters are in play right now. And so this is going to happen. It's not if it ever going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just, when is it going to happen? It's kind of like a bull rider. A bull rider, it can't say if he gets hurt. It's when he gets hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And we're already on the track, on the fast track. We're seeing so much of this. So hopefully y'all are aware of it and y'all have seen, again, you know, not necessarily mainstream media, but hey, you know it's bad when the mainstream media is talking about it, when they are actually saying, we saw a thing that was a headline off of, I'm not sure what mainstream network it was, but John Kerry, the special presidential envoy for the climate, whatever that is, he said that this food crisis will kill 100 million people. So I know that's scary. I know that's a huge number. But I mean, the point is that they usually try to hide that kind of stuff from us. But now they are even being confronted by reporters and journalists. And, you know, they're having to actually say some of these things out loud.
And they want to scare people.
Yeah,
that's one of their things is
fear tactics.
Fear tactics. They want to, you know, they scared everybody with the coronavirus. They're going to scare everybody with food shortage, the food supply collapse. They're going to find ways, but there is also truth in it. You know, there's certain truth in every aspect. I look at it through biblical lens.
Yeah.
I don't look at it through secular lens.
Right.
I don't look at it as them trying to scare us. If they have an understanding that if there is a food shortage, your average, and this is something that you need to take heed in, your average grocery store, right? If the grocery store does not get any trucks in, within 3 days, that grocery store will be completely out of food.
And we have a friend, a brother in Christ, that actually is a supply chain manager for HEB. And he said that is absolutely true. And they are having these talks constantly about the food supply. So
3 days.
It's real. It is real, y'all.
So you got to think about it. You know, you normally just rely strictly on the going to the, you know that it's there, so you don't stress over it. You get up and you, whatever day you go shopping, you go shop. If there's nothing there to shop, if there's nothing there to buy, then what are you going to do?
Yes.
If you have not prepared at all, if you have family members, we have family members that think that we are absolutely crazy.
And we're not walking around with a tinfoil hat constantly, you know, with a bullhorn telling everybody the end is near, you know, prep, but at the same time, they know
we
are constantly trying to give the gospel and share our faith and just make them aware of what is going on around us, because I'm telling y'all, it's not the time to put your head in the sand. Ignorance is not bliss in the end days. It is time you are awake and understand what is going on. Pay attention to the signs of the times. Listen to reputable sources and take heed to the warning that they're given.
Absolutely.
You don't have all the time in the world.
No, and right now, If you have a gift that God has given you, if you're gifted in whatever it is, you should be using it. And I'm not just talking about in your church. I'm talking about in your community.
Yes, you, real gifts.
Your giftings. You should, if you, I mean, really, you need to sit back and really look at what your gift is. If it is gifting of teaching the Word of God, you should be doing it.
Yes.
You should be doing it, not just, you should be opening your home up to do it. You should be going to your neighbors. You should be, you know, whatever you can do, get the Word out. Don't just rely on someone to fall in or invite them to church. You need to start individually talking with people.
Yes, make groups, you know.
Yes.
Invite people into your home and have community that is close, that's, you know, brothers and sisters to link arms and literally go to battle with, because you're going to need one another when the church system completely shuts down.
Absolutely.
And, you know, another thing Will and I talked about today is physical activity. That's another way that you can be preparing yourself, is physically. So many Americans are overweight and so badly out of shape, reliant on big pharma, and that is not how we need to be. We're not going to make it through any trying times. I mean, we'll be the first ones to die if that is what our health is like. So, you know, we just encourage y'all to try to start getting some physical activity in.
Walking every day.
Yeah.
You know, get up and just walk. Go, you know, park. If you park somewhere, park as far out as you can and walk to the destination.
If it's a safe area. You know.
Take the stairs instead of taking the elevator. These kind of things. Just start eating better.
Yes.
So you need to really look at that, because what if the pharmacy is no longer there?
Right.
What if that you can't go just go see a doctor? What if you need to play these what if games and see where you would fall at?
Yeah.
And see, because it's not just you. You have family also,
right,
to think about. So we have to really look at this inflation thing. We need to look at the Word of God and see where we're falling at and seeing where we're at in it and biblically sort through it.
Yeah.
And
prayer. Lots of prayer. In constant prayer by abiding in the Lord, asking Him how you specifically can be preparing and what you can do to help prepare others. Because, you know, as I've been saying, it's go time. There's no more play in church. There's no more, you know, being a sideline Christian and all of these things that we have known as American Christianity. It's going to go out the window, and it's going to go very soon. If we see these wars and things start taking place, that is a very easy time for them to come in and set up a self state church. Is that,
yes,
what it's called? The three self, like China did, like who else did?
Communist countries, any communist country, they allow the church. If they allow the church there, they get their politics in the middle of it.
Yes.
So it's a communist regime that's pushed in, you know, that understanding, that narrative. So you need to really look at it and know the Word of God. We need to know what's in it, what it says, and honestly, how to interpret it rightly.
Yes, exactly. Find, like we said, reputable people that you can trust that truly have a understanding of the Word of God and maturity in their walk with Christ. Link up with them. We give the invitation right now. If anyone wants to reach out to us, y'all please do so. We're always here. We're always available. We open our hearts and our homes and our lives to people in the body of Christ, and even those who are outside the body of Christ who want to know more about Jesus. So y'all can always reach us at our email, saltysaints2@gmail.com. And I know we need to end this. We're about to run out of time, but we just wanted to tell y'all this is a super important message. So we pray that it falls on open hearts that are ready to receive it and go forth and take action.
Yes. So please go back, listen to our prior messages, check out our blog site, and remember, most important thing, if you're a believer in Christ, go share Jesus with someone.
Amen. Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.